Miss any of the Bill and Jessica Show? Want to listen all over again? It's the Bill and Jessica Show podcast. Here's another segment on Power 101.7.
All right, so we have our toy drive going on right now. Mm-hmm. We've teamed up with the Governor's Challenge. We're collecting new unwrapped toys for children in need within our community, specifically in Wicomico County. Please donate, donate, donate. Jess, you got all the 411.
Yeah, now through December the 5th, you can donate a new unwrapped toy for ages 3 to 12 years old. Boys and girls, basketball, sports-related toys are encouraged. All toys are welcome. The drop-off locations, it includes the Wicomico Civic Center in Salisbury, right here at the Voice Radio Network Studios in Georgetown, the local management board, the Wicomico Partnership, Salisbury Fire Department Station 16, and Pohanka Hyundai. All toys collected will be given out to local kids in need on December the 10th. Brought to you by Purdue, delivering hope to our neighbors. For tickets and information and everything about the Governor's Challenge, just visit govchallenge.org.
Yes, so looking forward to, you know, handing those toys out, helping out kids in our local community. All right? So I got a bunch of Thanksgiving stuff to get into. Let's talk about Friendsgiving.
Okay.
Anybody do Friendsgiving? You said you don't, but I know, like, my daughter was talking about doing, like, a Friendsgiving before we went out of town, you know, coming up for Thanksgiving. And is there, like, a Friendsgiving day? Is it today?
A specific day?
I don't know. If anybody knows, please let us know. 302-858-5117. Is there, like, a specific day for a Friendsgiving, or you just
really
do it whenever
sure.
you want?
I think it's whenever you can squeeze it in.
Okay.
Yeah, my niece did a Friendsgiving with her and her friends that she works with. And Jimmy and Caitlin,
they did
a Friendsgiving with a big group of people.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, all of their friends.
And Friendsgiving is just what it is. It's, you know, doing a Thanksgiving dinner with just your friends before you do it with all your family. So.
And everybody brought a dish or drinks or, you know, whatever it was. Everybody had a certain thing that they had to bring. And they all met and they picked the house, you know, who's going to host it.
Okay.
And they all come and have a great time.
I mean, you know, just an excuse to hang out with your friends.
I thought it was a really neat tradition that they started.
Some people are doing, and it's trending on social media, Schoolsgiving.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know. People, I guess, at college or whatever, they do the Schoolsgiving.
Never heard of that.
That's kind of like a Friendsgiving, but they're calling it a Schoolsgiving. Another word that's trending is Worksgiving.
Oh.
Okay, so that's something else that people are talking about. And some people say they've attended both. So, and they're pushing the limits of having alternative Thanksgiving with friends.
Wow. Hmm.
Now, some people only have a Friendsgiving, you know, like that's it.
Yes.
So, like, that's their Thanksgiving. I don't know. Have you guys, like, talk to us about your Friendsgiving? We'd love to hear about it. 302-858-5117-669, texting in. Friendsgiving is normally at the beginning of the month of November. Pick a weekend, but it's definitely not the week of Thanksgiving. Oh, so it's earlier. It's earlier on?
Definitely not the week.
I don't know. I just always thought it's whenever you want to do it. So, here's something else. Is it acceptable or no to show up to Thanksgiving in your pajama pants? Somebody asked on social media.
I mean, if you come over to my house, it's fine.
Look, again, you know, we're not having the traditional Thanksgiving dinner at our house this year. But when we have, since we started doing it at our house... Let me tell you something. Beater, gym shorts, that's the way. And that's why we love doing it at our house.
Yeah, I am not going to judge.
And that's why we like doing it at our
house. Yeah, I want you to come over happy, comfortable, and with a fork in your pocket.
Yeah. Come over happy and hungry.
In your pocket.
And leave happy and full. So, yeah, but people on social media, a lot of mixed opinions about this. Here's a couple, you know, comments. Again, is it acceptable or no to show up to a Thanksgiving dinner in your pajama pants? Ashley says, hell no, it's absolute trash.
Oh, really?
Megan says, it's required. I do all the cooking in my pajamas, so don't make me feel weird or, you know, for not dressing up. Come over in your jams. Emily said, if everyone is doing PJs, then yes. That will be fun to have a themed Christmas PJ for Thanksgiving. The pics will be epic. Trish says, pajama pants are only acceptable at Walmart. I don't make the rules. Mandy says, our family dress code is pajamas. And since we're Lions fans, we invested in Lions pajamas for our crew since you always play on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that's cool. That's a cool tradition.
And Dom says, pajama pants, no. Also, I know Wednesday night is super fun night out at all the bars.
That's true.
But do not come late or looking like you're hungover. I just think that's so disrespectful. Yeah, hungover and in pajama pants. Isn't like the night before Thanksgiving like the biggest pizza night too?
As long as you show up.
They say it's like the most ordered pizza.
I'm sure.
Because nobody wants to cook like the night before Thanksgiving. Yep. And then we did get a DM in. It says, Bill and Jess, my daughter was dating this really cool guy. So he was invited to Thanksgiving dinner at our house a few years back. With all our relatives. Nerve-wracking for all, good impression and priority for all of us and him. How did I know he was a keeper? Well, he was the first one up to help with all the dishes and clean up without asking him to help. Bingo. He was the guy and I was right. Now happily married for years.
Okay.
So there you go. So if you are bringing your boyfriend or your girlfriend over, you know, to Thanksgiving dinner for the first time this year, especially if it's a dude, bro, get up and help with the dishes.
Yeah.
Do what you can. if you want to be a keeper.
If you want to be in.
And ladies, if he does do that,
he's a keeper.
Okay?